From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's a tradition in popular music of combining sophisticated grown-up topics with sweet, pretty melodies. Cole Porter, Noel Coward, and Randy Newman come to mind. Stew probably doesn't. That's S-T-E-W. He's a 42-year-old musician from Los Angeles who adds funk and psychedelia to the mix. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Stew is just the sort of provocateur who would name his band The Negro Problem. Stew is African-American, but he recently told an audience he prefers the term black because, he says, black never goes out of style.
But the main reason that I like the word black is because when someone walks up to you on the street and says, I just saw this great black comedy, you're not really sure if they just saw Jules Pfeiffer's Little Murders or a Sanford and Son rerun.
Stew's own black comedies cover a range of indignities and horrors of modern life, from racial stereotyping to violence in the workplace.
Mad proletariat walked into work today, wielding a water gun. He blew his boss away. Does that look real to you? It looks unreal to me, but I have questioned him. They all seem to agree that you can't fight City Hall except with a bar.
That contrast of sweet and sulfurous appears on all 8 of the albums Stew has produced in the past 6 years. That, combined with a rigorous touring schedule, reflects a work ethic that Stew says harkens to an earlier era, when men in shirt sleeves hammered out hits by the dozens in New York City office buildings.
I love that model, that Tin Pan Alley model, where some guy rushes into the office with a cigar and says, we need a song about a refrigerator by 5 p.m. this afternoon. You know, I like that. You know, that's really comfortable. It's like craft. You know, it's like, we need a chair, build a chair.
Stew's chairs are somewhat overstuffed. He calls his style Afro-Baroque. By Baroque, he means a flowery, layered, 1960s aesthetic crammed with more influences than you'd think possible.
You know, the kind of kitchen sink pop approach, you know, what instrument will they bring in next? The Afro part is just, there's always a little bit of the church in there for me. There's always some blues in there.
Stew, whose real name is Mark Stewart, grew up singing in a Los Angeles Baptist choir. As a young man, he toiled in the avant-garde theater scene in New York, Berlin, and Amsterdam. His songs capture the glee and subversion of experimental theater, as in this song called Ken.
It's about a Ken doll who wakes up in a Mattel factory to discover he is homosexual. And it goes like this. My name's Ken, and I like men. But the people at Mattel, the home that I call hell, are somewhat bothered by my queer proclivities. It's safe to say that they are really pissed at me.
This performance tape was recorded by Jeffrey Winograd, a documentarian who's making a movie about Stew. He says the songwriter looks to the periphery of society for his material.
And so the drugs and the sex and cheating wives and the threesomes, all these sort of subjects, these provocative subjects, are really there as a way of getting a view of society. Not that all of society is like that, but by looking at the edges, I think Stu's able to glance at something that we don't always see.
Welcome to the kingdom of drink. Magic liquids change the way you think. Over-the-counter medicine to cure the state your head is in and save you when you're well beyond the brink. Welcome to the kingdom of drink.
I was trying to do something sort of like a cautionary tale while winking, you know, in the way that I think a lot of old German cabaret tunes used to be, like you're sort of talking about something in society that's somewhat negative and yet fun at the same time.
Stew's ability to play in society's dark corners has landed him on many critics' top 10 lists, including that of Entertainment Weekly writer Tom Sinclair. Sinclair points out that Stew's songs show a fascination with fast women.
When he sings sings about girls, he sings about a girl like Giselle, who is this switchblade-carrying, dangerous, intellectual, acid-head chick.
Terribly rude to waiters, over tips like Sinatra, quite fond of stiff betas, she drops acid and goes to the opera. Her cat has a personal chef. Her dog wears a dead mink sweater. Her rabbit won't pose for heft. She wears leather, whatever the weather. Giselle is the cross and the nails and the crown and the thieves. She howls at the streetlights and dances whenever she pleases.
Stu's band includes longtime collaborator Heidi Rodewald. She's Stu's bassist, producer, and partner.
It doesn't bother me that we could play a whole set of songs about women that aren't about me at all.
Well, most of the women's songs, I mean, I use women characters a lot. Mostly they're composites.
And I believe that. You know?
Their new album is a bit of a departure. It's called Something Deeper Than These Changes. Stu still serenades women, but this time they include his mother, who died last year, and his daughter, who lives in Germany with Stu's ex.
I never thought that I would be able to write a song about my kids, so it took, you know, she was 10 when I wrote it, so it took about 10 years for me to work up the, you know, the courage.
The song Stu wrote for his daughter is a tender tune, but it's still got an edge. He calls it The Son I Always Wanted. That's S-U-N, son.
Early one morning on the 1st of May, my whole life changed in such a lovely way. Now it was clear I'd never be the same, for happiness came and now goes by her name. So happy birthday, baby, it's so good to have you here. You bring more joy with every passing year. The sun I always wanted, shining sweetly night and day. Even the clouds have to say, hooray.
While writing songs about his own life is a change of pace, Stu has been writing personal songs for hire for years. Send Stu a list of 20 facts or a story about someone, and he'll create a customized sound portrait.
10 years clean in New Orleans, a miracle considering. Last time there they got me drunk every night.
Would you rather be happy or would you rather be mine?
Stu takes these songs as seriously as the ones he writes for himself. It blows his mind, he says, to think these songs might one day be listened to by his subjects' great-grandchildren as a family heirloom, like a pocket watch, a photo, or a chair. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You can hear more of Stu's work at our website, npr.org.